Now, we've been hearing a lot about citizenship lately, and there's been a few politicians who have recently discovered that they've got dual citizenship, which means that they can't be a member of parliament. But it's not just the politicians who are finding out things about their family roots. One of our colleagues here at the ABC had a similar revelation when he was younger. Ray Allen is visiting from ABC Radio in Hobart. G'day, Ray.
G'day, Fred. How are you?
Yeah, good. Do you want to just come a little bit closer to that microphone
yes,
there? What was?
That?
Yeah, that's perfect. What was your discovery? Tell me how that unfolded for you.
Right. Well, my mother's born in New Zealand and my father's born in Australia, and they actually met in Australia and got married in Australia. But not long after they got married, they decided to spend 2 years in New Zealand on basically a working holiday. And I was born while they were in New Zealand. So this is the 50s, obviously, that you didn't even need a passport to go backwards and forwards between New Zealand in those days. You just caught the boat back to Brisbane and, you know, they brought me a horse and a couple of dogs back with them, I think. And so no one ever thought anything of it, except they knew that I'd been born in New Zealand. I obviously had a birth certificate from New Zealand and all the rest of it. I myself didn't think about it until when I was in my 20s, I went to get a passport. And, of course, I've turned up at the passport office to apply for a passport and they go, well, you're not an Australian, so you can't get an Australian passport. Now, this shocked me because I'd grown up on Vegemite on toast every morning. I didn't care about Greg Chappell telling Trevor to bowl underarm or the rest.
You so, loved it, in fact.
Yeah, you know, so I just had no idea at that stage. So obviously, just because of the time that I was going to travel, I said, can I apply for a New Zealand passport? Not having been there since I was 4 months old. And they said, yeah, that's no trouble at all. So I actually, the first time I travelled overseas, I travelled on a New Zealand passport. So then years later, I actually applied for citizenship and went through the whole process of getting citizenship. But, of course, the odd thing about it, I'm the eldest of three boys and two girls in our family, and, of course, they've always paid out on me for being a New Zealander, you know. And, of course, the latest revelations, they've gone and seen that because my mother was born in New Zealand, that automatically gives them New Zealand citizenship. And so the closest to person to not being a New Zealander is myself, because I've got the bit of paper that says I'm Australian.
So that joke's kind of backfired then,
yes,
in a sense.
Yes.
How did that sort of alter things for you initially? I know you said you had to get another passport, basically, but how did that change your life at that stage?
Well, look, it's still not something that I thought much about, because that was not very long after they actually started having passports between Australia and New Zealand. So I thought it was just an interesting, you know, just one of those odd anomalies. Of course, the interesting thing is that I went through that whole process of getting Australian citizenship, you know, did one of the Australia Day sort of citizenship ceremonies and the
got
whole
yourself a tree.
It's all the rest of it.
Yep.
And so I've now got the piece of paper. But, of course, what I've never done and never ever thought about doing is actually formally renouncing my New Zealand citizenship. So like a lot of the people that we're talking about in Parliament at the moment, I have dual citizenship, even though it took this sort of the ruckus in Parliament to actually make me think about it and go, oh, and so I looked it up and I said, yep, too bad. Unless you actually renounce your New Zealand citizenship, you're a New Zealand citizen.
So this whole, I guess we can call it an episode, saga, whatever it is, has actually prompted you to take a look at your own history again?
Yeah. So it's quite interesting. And when you look into it, see, I always assumed that when I applied for Australian citizenship and went through the whole process, I would just no longer be a New Zealand citizenship, you know, and my New Zealand passport's still probably in a box in a cupboard somewhere, but it's more like a bit of historical interest rather than something that I would use.
So you knew before you went to get your passport that you were born in New Zealand, is that right?
Yeah, because it was, you know, just part of what the family talked about. But I didn't ever think of myself, because obviously I'd come to Australia when I was 4 months old. And the other thing was that I just assumed because my father was Australian that I'd automatically be Australian.
Mm.
But apparently there was a process that your parents would normally go through, which means, you know, turning up at the Australian embassy or the Australian consul in New Zealand and saying, look, Ray's just been born, you know, here's his paperwork, sign him up to be an Australian. But because there was so little paperwork between most of the Commonwealth countries at the time, I suspect that pretty much anyone that was born around that time in a Commonwealth country would be considered the same way. They were not identified at the time as an Australian.
Ray, do you consider yourself now, you're obviously living in Queensland, do you consider yourself a Queenslander or a Tasmanian still? Because you are a Tasmanian originally, is that right?
No. I've been a Queenslander.
Oh, we'll claim you though.
Yeah, that's right. as I said, because I've lived most of my life in Australia, in various states, I've never ever thought of myself as anything else but an Australian. Mm. And, you know, probably all up I've spent 6 months in New Zealand, including the 4 months from when I was born, just never ever thought about it.
Hmm. Okay. Excellent, Ray. Well, thank you for sharing your story. Hopefully we get some other stories similar to that today. So it's quite an interesting one, and one that took you to your 20s to find out.
That's right.